Aditya Narayan was teaching in a university in Orlando. Was it University of? And he opted to stay in the temple. The Orlando temple is a very, very small temple. There was only one devotee. And a small little room he had, used to sleep on the floor, take care of Mangalarati, Guru Puja, deity greetings, and then do the deity worship. He was, even when he was not initiated, he was doing the deity worship because the temple was in such a bad shape. And so it's not that he is not doing anything for Srila Prabhupada and his ISKCON. He has gone out of his way to serve, and he served very nicely, and he is still continuing to serve. Thank you very much. Sahari Krishna, Jai Chaitanya Prabhu's offering also was very touching. Like the way he was describing Prabhupada's causeless mercy upon him. Actually, every single offering I found was very, very profound, heartfelt, and genuine. And that's what we need, actually. I mentioned earlier that many devotees told me, and I myself also feel, that the most enlivening aspect of this retreat is this Prabhupada Katha in the evening, where we get to hear so many devotees' realizations about Srila Prabhupada's mercy on their lives. And this is Krishna Katha. Prabhupada Katha is Krishna Katha. Hearing about Prabhupada, speaking about Prabhupada, we actually get to hear about Krishna ultimately, and we develop a taste for Krishna Katha, we develop an attachment for Krishna. And so let's have this, let's continue to have this Krishna Katha even after the retreat. Let's meditate upon Srila Prabhupada as much as we can. And I must admit also, there is a devotee, Chitralekha Devi Dasi from South Africa. Every day she sends me important quotes from Srila Prabhupada. It gives me a wonderful opportunity to meditate upon Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy. And what Srila Prabhupada gave, although we are beginning to realize it, the importance of that, but I feel very strongly feel that with the passing of time, the importance of Prabhupada and his gift to this world will be properly recognized. We are too close to Srila Prabhupada to recognize the importance of Srila Prabhupada and the importance of the gift of Srila Prabhupada. But as we move away on time, or as the world moves away on time from Srila Prabhupada, the more they'll be able to appreciate Srila Prabhupada's glory and Srila Prabhupada's greatness. And that is that's always the case with the great spiritual personalities. Their greatness is not recognized when they are here, because we can't really appreciate that greatness. We can't really, because it's so it's so inconceivable. His greatness is so inconceivable that we cannot possibly conceive His greatness. Therefore, we have to move away. From a distance, we have to watch, we have to see such great personality. In this respect, often I think of an analogy or of a mountain. Like when you're too close to a mountain, I spend a lot of time, you know, in the Himalayas, in a place called Darjeeling, where you're very close to the very high mountains. And when you're close to the mountain, you can't really make out how high the mountain is. But when you move away, then you can see. Otherwise, some small little hill obscures the vision of the mountain. Or you're too close to the mountain, it can't really see how high it is. You just see simply some rocks and boulders. But don't really get to see the mountain as such. But only when you move away, then from a distance you can see the greatness of the mountain. You can see that how it is towering above all the other mountains. And that is what Srila Prabhupada is. A mountainous personality. And it is happening, like we are seeing, that when Srila Prabhupada was here, yes, many people have been affected by Srila Prabhupada, influenced by Srila Prabhupada, and they committed themselves to Srila Prabhupada, but the number was very few. And now, as the time is passing, the people are recognizing. Like Shravananda Prabhu was telling the other day, like in India, in Bengal, people used to think, people didn't even know about Srila Prabhupada. And they used to see the devotees and they used to have all kinds of concocted ideas about them, that these are CIA agents and so on and so forth. But now everybody knows about Srila Prabhupada. In India at least, practically everybody knows about Srila Prabhupada. And they're appreciating Srila Prabhupada. They're coming forward, joining the movement, committing themselves to Krishna consciousness, helping this to assist this movement. So it's happening. And as the time passes on, more and more people will be able to appreciate Srila Prabhupada's greatness. And at least us, we have come so close to Srila Prabhupada, let's try to recognize Srila Prabhupada's greatness and enrich our conviction and offer others also to develop this conviction about Srila Prabhupada and appreciate Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes I think, oh, Prabhupada Katha. I like to have this program every evening, but sometimes the thought just passes my mind like, well, probably many devotees will think that I already, every year I have to, last year also I spoke, and should I probably have to repeat what I said? But no, like, it's ever fresh. Prabhupada's glorification is ever fresh. And so many of you have expressed your appreciation for Srila Prabhupada in such a brilliant way. And I also get so many realizations just by hearing from you. This is how I get an opportunity to get to see Srila Prabhupada through your eyes. And I can get to feel Srila Prabhupada through your love for Him. So this is enriching to all of us. And it is what Rasa Manjari was mentioning, like it's not that if we came and joined the movement when Prabhupada was here, we would have got Srila Prabhupada's association the way we wanted to. Now that actually made me reflect on another thing, that those who want to associate with Srila Prabhupada, they can have his association continuously, even after Prabhupada's disappearance. Even those days, those who were loyal to Srila Prabhupada, although they didn't have the direct contact with Srila Prabhupada, they were constantly associating with Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was on the planet, but they did not have any direct communication with Srila Prabhupada or contact with Srila Prabhupada. So how they were associating with Srila Prabhupada, how they felt that commitment and conviction about Srila Prabhupada's instructions, because of their heartfelt appreciation for Srila Prabhupada. And that appreciation is the most important thing. Prabhupada's presence is not so important on the planet. Prabhupada's vani is what is important. Prabhupada's instruction is what is important. And through that, we can always associate with Srila Prabhupada. And the result is, Srila Prabhupada will reciprocate. Srila Prabhupada is there. The difference is that those days we could see Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada could see us. But now the difference is Prabhupada is seeing us, but we cannot see him. That's the only difference. We are not able to see him. Why? Because we don't have the spiritual vision to see a spiritual personality. But when we develop that spiritual vision, yes, we will see Srila Prabhupada. Just as Prabhupada used to say that we'll be able to see Krishna face to face, similarly we'll be able to see Srila Prabhupada face to face when we become qualified. So thank you all very, very much. It was very enlivening for me, and I'm sure it had been very enlivening for all of you. Thank you, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.